Hey everybody, welcome to the SQL Server 2016 training kit. I'm Scott Klein with Joey D'Antoni, and in this module we're going to talk about some of the enhancements with BI.
Yeah, this is a huge release for business intelligence. I think every business intelligence component gets touched.
Yep.
And we get a couple of new ones that we get to talk about.
So yeah, so it's been kind of a void there since about 2012, right?
Yeah.
So people have been clamoring for some enhancements for a while. And let's start with, we talked a little bit before in the previous module about SQL Data Warehouse, but let's touch on that again.
So SQL Data Warehouse, I really, one of the things I like about the cloud is it democratizes a lot of things.
Yeah.
Smaller companies can use things that it used to only be the province of bigger companies.
Yep.
And SQL Data Warehouse is exactly that. It's an analytic platform system, or if you used to know it as Parallel Data Warehouse,
yep,
running on the cloud. So it's massively parallel processing. And you can pause it, so you only have to pay for it when you're using it.
So if you're doing 9 to 5, you know, five days a week, turn it off in the evening or over the weekend and stop paying for it.
Yeah, definitely. And you get all those fantastic benefits, column store, spanning your tables across multiple nodes.
Yep.
Great solution.
Yep, and we'll be talking about column store here
in
another module.
That's kind of business intelligence, but there are a lot of enhancements to column store. Stay tuned for the engine module, and we'll talk more about them.
And along with that, one of the interesting things that coming along with 2016 is integration with R.
Yeah, so last year, Microsoft bought a company called Revolution Analytics that had a dedicated R package that I know a lot of people are really fond of. And what they've done is integrated that into the SQL Server, specifically into the database engine. And that's going to work a lot like SQL CLR.
Yeah.
So you're going to install after you perform your installation and configuration, you can start defining packages and models in SQL Server stored procedures that call out to R script.
Just kind of like the CLR.
Real similar.
Okay.
SSIS gets a few enhancements too. I know a lot of people have been clamoring for that.
Yep, and what do we see along those lines?
So there's more incremental logging, so things that are just easier to use.
Yep.
There's support for the SSIS DB with always-on availability groups.
Yep.
So people have been looking to have high availability for that. That's something that's now available.
Okay.
There's also some new data sources. So I think Microsoft's trying to align there with some of the big data solutions. And
If you look at some of the big data things, you know, you can't go into the big data space without updating the things that touch the data, right?
Right.
SSIS is one of those, right?
Yeah, definitely. SSAS is also going to see a lot of enhancements. So Tabular gets a lot faster. So there's a lot of parallel processing enhancements that are coming into Tabular.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things now, and it was kind of a long complaint about Tabular, is we can have many-to-many relationships.
Yep.
There's also a lot more DAX functions. So people who are, you know, the DAX experts of the world were missing some functions. I knew I have a customer who is really looking to have the median function.
Yep.
So it's not median exactly, but there's a percentile function in DAX that they can use.
Yep. So. And then one of the big things that people have been clamoring about that we're going to actually demo here is SSRS, right? This hasn't been touched for a couple releases.
Right? I'm not sure that goes to the end of my experience, but So here we look at our demo screen, and one of the things you'll notice is I'm in Visual Studio 2015, and anybody who's a BI professional with Microsoft knows that for the longest you had to have the specific version of SQL Server data tools for the version, the day of the week, the CU level, and now there's just going to be one toolkit. It's going to be backwards compatible with 2014,
mm-hmm,
and then compatible forward. This is the same version of SQL Server data tools I use if I want to develop against SQL Server or SQL Data Warehouse, and it's got my BI stuff. So here's my reporting services report. I'm going to go over to the toolbox to show you some of the new graphics we get. So we have a map, which was there before, but we have a gauge, a data bar, Sparkline.
Yeah.
One of the other cool things about this is it's HTML5. Before we show the demo, I just wanted to mention the other acquisition Microsoft made in the BI space last year, which was DataZen.
Yep.
If you have an Enterprise Edition license of SQL Server, DataZen is free to you.
Mm-hmm.
And DataZen's kind of I think where it fits in the roadmap is it's going to be the mobile and on-prem solution. So if you want to keep your data on-prem, you can use that to present it in a mobile fashion.
Yeah.
However, HTML5 comes to SSRS. So let's take a quick look at our report here. So this looks pretty similar to the classic SSRS function. One thing you'll note is we have this little Power BI icon. So what I did when I configured Power BI, or when I configured SSRS, I connected it to my Power BI account. Yeah. So if I want to pin a dashboard to Power BI, or pin a report to a dashboard, it's going to find the dashboards I have in my account.
And there we go.
And then there we go. So we're in Power BI. This is here. It shows our last refresh time.
Okay. And just that easy.
Yeah. And if you click through, it's gonna try to take you to your on-prem Power BI.
Yeah.
You do have to have a connector configured for that.
Okay.
But this is a static report. You can't interact with it the way you could a regular Power BI chart. But really, this is handy if you want to publish your reporting services reports to your mobile or Power BI users, right, or to your dashboard.
Okay, perfect.
Cool.
Awesome. All right, so a lot of work around the BI enhancements around this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Significant release.
Huge release for BI.
Okay. All right, awesome. Joey, thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
It. All right, and we'll see you in the next module.